Cheating in Business. A speech in 1925. The majority of people believes that a great fortune cannot be made by honest work. To prove it, I could cite various legends circulating in our region about rich people. People would tell you that almost every wealthy man around here acquired his fortune either because his house or business burned down, or because he went bankrupt. And where neither the first nor the second applies, people make up stories. As an example, I could cite Mikuláš Kašpárek, for 30 years the chief magistrate of our community, whom every citizen of Zlín should remember with gratitude. Local simpletons would tell you, however, that he became rich in the following manner. Going to the country fair in Olomouc, he was driving behind the coach of a general when suddenly he saw a big metal box with money falling out of the coach. He quickly picked it up, put it in his carriage, and left Olomouc immediately. He was hardly out of the town gate when he heard the alarm bell ringing. All town gates were immediately closed, but he escaped safely with his loot. He would be maligned like that in spite of the fact that he was only slightly better off than the average Zlín citizen, and that he later lost his fortune altogether. Let me tell you another story. In the nearby town of Uherské Hradiště lived a grocer by the name of Emmanuel Fuerst. He built next to his one-story house another one, two stories high, and later a malt house. In the eyes of his neighbors, it made him seem very rich, and they explained the origins of his wealth in the following way. In 1866, during the war with the Prussians, Fuerst joined the Prussian king against the Austrian emperor. People found that out when he was dispatching a box full of golden ducats from the Uherské Hradiště railroad station. When the railroad people were loading it on the train, they accidentally let it fall, and the golden ducats came tumbling out. Fuerst was sentenced to death and pardoned later by the emperor, but as evidence of the sentence, he had to wear a black silk ribbon around his neck. The condition of his liberation was the obligation to build every year a house in order to give poor people the possibility of earning money. Such silly talk is the result of a belief that fortunes cannot be made in an honest way. Most people imagine wealth as an object which may be held by one or the other, but never by both. The logical consequence of such ideas is to consider business and industry as cheating the others. Only those who know how to cheat get rich. The truth, however, is entirely different. In developed countries, wealth can be acquired only by honestly managed production or commerce. A profit brought to each participating party by a particular transaction should be considered as honest business. Business or industrial management should not increase the wealth of only one person, but also of all the others participating in it. The more honest the management, the smaller the profit of the industrialist or the businessman, and the larger the share of all his collaborators of business partners. Such honest division of the values created brings to the businessman or the industrialist more customers, which in turn enables them to employ more people. Large enterprises can be built up and managed only by utmost honesty, that is, by the most advantageous distribution of the values acquired to all participants. An industrialist or a businessman can win customers or retain workers and collaborators only by offering them definite advantages, because it is the only thing his customers or collaborators are looking for. As soon as they find out that they can get a better deal elsewhere, they change the place of their shopping or start looking for another employment. It is therefore quite natural that a producer or a businessman who offers the greatest advantages is able to enlarge his enterprise, while the one offering less stagnates and loses both his customers and his employees. All of you should therefore keep in mind that we have a duty to multiply our fortune, that is, to create values. You should also keep in mind the boundless possibilities to compound wealth. The larger the reserves, the easier they may be multiplied. All people can become rich, but their wealth cannot be equal. The higher the morale of businessmen and entrepreneurs, the richer are the other citizens, and consequently, the entire country. Wherever people are busy cheating each other, wealth cannot exist, as there is no time to create and multiply it. When a certain statesman complained to a Rothschild about the low business morale of Jews, the latter replied, "Each country has the Jews it deserves." In Central Europe, the notion of businessmen used to be inseparably associated with Jews, and therefore a Jew also meant a businessman. The moral standards of businessmen and industrialists are closely related to the cultural level of the relevant country. During the last war, a businessman was complaining about the conditions in Austria. "I know that in Russia a bribe is a must. In Austria, however, I am never sure whether a bribe is allowed or not." Certain nations value greatly the integrity of their businessmen and industrialists. In 1919, I was making arrangements to open an office in Lynn, Massachusetts. I asked my new secretary to go to a furniture store to inquire about and choose some office equipment. Even before that lady returned from her errand, two business friends dropped in and informed us indignantly that she had asked the supplier to pay her commission if we were to buy the furniture. It was indeed the store owner himself who asked our friends to inform us about the incorrect behavior of the woman. This is the proper way a developed nation defends itself against bad business morale. In some countries, on the contrary, businessmen spoil by bribes the moral of the personal of their own commercial friends. It is noteworthy that countries with a high business moral have a rich business community and a well-to-do population with a high standard of living, while in countries with a low business moral, business and industry are impoverished and the population lives in misery. This is a natural consequence of habitual mutual cheating, which of course prevents the creation of wealth. Sell for as much as you can, but give an honest measure. Buy for as little as possible, but pay honestly. We might as well add, pay punctually. I know many business people in our country who stick rigorously to that sound old saying. However, there certainly are many who do not heed it and consider it wise to delay paying the bills of their suppliers in spite of well-padded bank accounts. They seem to ignore the axiom that the best investment are paid debts.